Greetings, it is I. It is the Great One. Just wrapped up stating the obvious 334, where I'm talking about the book here, Essential Guide to Date Rape Prevention, written by Scott Lindquist, who has obviously never actually been on a date with a girl in his life. And as I was wrapping that up, I got to this point where it threw out this information. I dare not say statistic because it doesn't present any data to back this up, which is your first clue, that most rapists are white men. Okay. Now, I've talked before on the podcast that, and of course, it's just all hilarious because there's no such thing as race. Okay, so then explain to me. Anyway, if you think there's no such thing as race, you should leave now. I've talked in the past that there are differences in the criminal behavior of different races. As I have pointed out, most of your petty crime, your theft, things like that, tends to come from black people. Most of your really weird psycho killers are white people, right? Like most muggers, if somebody's going to mug you, he's probably going to be a black man. If somebody is going to lure you into his house, chain you to the wall, torture you, kill you, cut you up in little pieces, put you in his freezer and eat you, that's probably going to be a white guy, right? Not a lot of black guys do that really weird shit like that. So I read this bullshit in the book here about how most rapists are white men and middle-class educated white men. I'm like, all right, well, do we have any fucking evidence of this? What happens when I type this shit into Google? Now, here's the first thing that leads me to believe, and again, if you find some statistics and you illustrate to me that, no, look, most rapists are white guys, I'm not terrified of this piece of information. This is not going to, change the fact that most accusations of rape are false. This isn't going to change the fact that feminism is cancer. This isn't going to change the fact that fat women should shut their mouths, stop eating so much, and lose weight. This isn't going to change the fact that men are attracted to skinny women. This isn't going to change the fact that the non-aggression principle is the non-aggression principle. This isn't going to change the fact that taxation is theft. This isn't going to change the fact that 2 + 2 = 4. This isn't going to change the fact that Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. This isn't going to change the fact that women vote with their vaginas. This isn't going to change the fact that women are unreliable. Okay? Nothing in my worldview is going to be altered if you can provide me some actual, legitimate, reliable-looking information that most rapists are white men. Other than I will acknowledge, okay, looks like white men do a whole lot of raping. It's, again, white men, we are the patriarchy. We rule the world. We have conquered all these other countries. We exterminated the Indians. We enslaved the black people. We're oppressing women. We do all this stuff because we're better, smarter, and stronger than you are. Okay, so it's not that big of a deal. I go to Google and I start trying to Google some information about the race of rapist. Now, my first clue that most rapes are committed by white men is not true is that I did not almost instantly find statistics to this effect via Google. If there were reliable statistics indicating that most rapes are committed by white men, oh, those statistics would fucking be everywhere, right? You've got false statistics. You've got the false statistics that 1 in 5 women are raped, and you've got the false statistics that a woman makes 77 cents for every dollar a man makes. These are completely untrue, disproven over and over, false statistics. Yet, they are all over the internet, and they show up on Google by basically typing in almost fucking anything will get you to those false statistics. if there were statistics, true or false, that show white men commit most of the rapes, it would be really easy to find those, because those statistics would serve the feminist agenda. So that's my first clue that this is not true. All right, but then I found some stuff. This is, and I will put, I'll fucking remember to put links. This is from RAIN, R-A, and I've heard of these before. What is this? RAIN, R-A-I-N-N. It's the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, because we got to have a cutesy name for everything. We can't just say we don't want people to get raped. No, we're RAIN. We're run by a bunch of liberal arts degree holding women who can't get jobs in the private sector. Okay, so now this is from the RAIN website, whose purpose is to, this is the large, I'm reading here, the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization, blah, 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 so blah, blah, blah. All right, so I found some statistics on the RAIN website. All right, these people make sexual abuse their thing. I don't have to look at anything to know that it is a feminist organization. Fucking common sense tells me. It's just like when you hear there was a terrorist attack, you don't have to ask the question, oh, was it a Muslim who did it? Right? You know it was a Muslim. Okay? This is the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. You don't have to look hard to know that this is a feminist organization. Okay. They got some stats here. It says, here's about the perpetrators. Half of perpetrators are 30 years old or older. So according to this, I'm not questioning their statistics. It's like, okay, they have the source. I'm perfectly willing to believe their statistics. 50% 30 years old and older. 15% are 17 years old and younger. 9% 18 to 20, 25% 21 to 29. That's kind of interesting to me that only 9% of rapists are between 8. Oh, well, okay, but it's 18 to 20. It's a smaller group. This is called interpretation of statistics, guys. 9% are 18 to 20. I was going to say that's unusual to me that 15% are 17 or younger, but only 9% are 18 to 20 years old. But if you remember that the 18 to 20 years old group of people includes people who are 18, 19, and 20, whereas the 17 or younger group includes people who are 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. And you got people like that cunt Leah Dunham who raped her little sister. And how old was Leah at the time? So anyhow, just interesting. Always remember, guys, always fucking don't just believe the statistics. You have to interpret. You have to look at. And again, what's magical about 18 to 20 versus 21 to 29 versus 30 and older, right? Why are the rape perpetrators not broken down in, say, 30 to 39, 40 to 49? 50 to 59, right? What's magical about the groups of 18 to 20, 21 to 29, and 30 and over? What's magical about that breakdown? The answer is that it gave them the results they wanted to get. Okay, race or ethnicity of perpetrator. White, 57%. Black, 27%. Unknown, 8%, other, 6%, and mixed, 1%. And I have to click on this link to get the full citation. Again, I'm not even going to question it. Okay, so 50% of rapists, 57% of rapists are white. And what percentage of the population of the United States is white? Hey, let's use Google real quick because I didn't do this. Percentage of U.S. population by race. If it's on Google, it must be true. All right, here we go. Jesus Christ, I just want a fucking quick, down and dirty answer. I don't need all this bullshit. Alright, what? No, God damn it, can I just get a fucking breakdown? Jesus fucking Christ. I just want a goddamn breakdown. By race. That's all I fucking want. Why do I need all this excessive... bullshit. U.S. population by race. Can I just fucking get... what percentage of black population is black? That's not what I'm looking for, but it's close enough. White Americans. Oh, good. Okay. White. It's on Google. This has to be true. White Americans are the majority, 77%. African Americans, the largest minority, with 13%. Okay. So, 77% of people in the country are white, only 13% are black. Well, then do you think, since there's way more white people, there might be more white rapists when you factor in all the rapes that are happening? So we have to take this concept of 57% of rapists are white and 27% of rapists are black, and then we have to adjust that for the percent of total population that is white people and black people. I'm not doing that right here and now because I'm lazy and because if you give a fuck, and this is good training for you to learn how to use a goddamn calculator, do some math and think, if you're interested in doing it, go ahead and do it. But so this 57% of people, 57% of rapists are white and 27% are black, these are meaningless numbers until you put them in the context of how many white people are there total and how many black people are there total and what are their percentages of white people and black people in the total population of the United States. Again, remember, when somebody shows you statistics, you always have to look for what's going, how do you interpret them? What's really going on? Now, I found this other thing on some message board somewhere. It's called The Straight Dope, Fighting Ignorance Since 1973. It's just this topic is posted by somebody named Honesty, who looks like he's been banned. And anyway, what this says is blah, blah, blah. In the spirit of this thread, can anyone provide biological evidence for the observation that white males are more likely to rape and or sexually assault children and white women? Indeed, according to the U.S. government, and there's a link here, quote, imprisoned violent sex offenders were more likely to have been male and white than other violent offenders. Furthermore, this is not the quote anymore, in the category of sexual assault, whites made up nearly 75% of all offenders imprisoned for sexual assault versus 23 for blacks, 3 for other. The government also found that 52% versus 44% of sexual offenders were white and black, respectively. Over 75% of assault victims were white women compared to 20% for black women, which just goes to prove something I've said before. Not many people, oh God, trigger fucking warning. Not many people want to have sex with black women because they're fucking ugly. Not even rapists want to have sex with black women. Oh God, the fucking, the racist, sexist, homophobic. You are being triggered right now, aren't you? Sorry, kids, it's the government found out 75% of sexual assault victims are white women. Gosh, the white girls must have some kind of advantage there. Anyway, all right, so let's look at this information and let's think about this. In the category of sexual assault, whites made up 75% of offenders imprisoned for sexual assault. It doesn't say 75% of rapists are white men. Again, this is, you have to learn to interpret statistics. 75% of offenders imprisoned for sexual assault are white men. Remember, we live in a world where it's not rape if a Muslim does it. You can find the stories out there of women in Europe right now today who were raped by Muslims but did not report this because they didn't want the Muslims to get in trouble because they feel guilty about racism. It is not difficult to believe that a large number, a significant number of women who have been raped by black men aren't going to report the rape because the man who raped them was black and because they have white guilt. Yeah, I have no numbers on this. I'm not going to be like a feminist and make up numbers about how many rapes are unreported, which you can't possibly know because they're unreported, so you don't have the information to figure out what percentage of rapes are unreported, right? Because to know what percentage of rapes are unreported, you have to know how many rapes are reported, and then the total number of rapes, and then figure the unreported. But if you know the total number of rapes, then the rapes, in order for you to have that information, must have been reported. Therefore, it is mathematically impossible to determine what percentage of rapes are not reported. Same thing here. I can't even hazard a fucking guess. I could guess. I could make shit up. But there's no way of knowing what percentage of rapes were not reported because the rapist was a black man and the victim was a white woman who subsequently, or it was a Muslim man, who, and she subsequently did not report the rape as rape because she has white guilt. There's no way to know the answer to that question, but I'm sure it happens a little bit. And again, I just come back to this. If there was some kind of solid evidence that white men are the majority of rapists, I'm serious about this, guys. It would be everywhere. It would be as easy to find as the fucking mythological wage gap and the mythology that 1 out of 5 women has been raped. The fact that I can't find these statistics after spending 10 minutes searching for them on FBI website, when I found an FBI shit, I did the Googling. The fact that after 10 fucking minutes, I can't find a single statistic that supports this thesis. Because remember the 57, 20, whatever, when you adjust for percentage of population, sorry, that's more black guys raping than more white guys. It is. Adjust it for the fucking percentage of population, kiddos. The fact that I can't find any evidence of these statistics asserting that most rapists are white, much less that most rapists are middle class and educated, tells me this is a bullshit made up statistic.